the regular crowd bustled in.
I don't really know the words.
Giving in to us something and gin.
Da, da, da.
Song, the piano man.
You were like, I'm gonna pick something for your young ass and pick Billy fucking Joel.
Billy Joel's universal, dude. Billy Joel's true. For everyone at all times.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him. Sorry about your alcoholism, buddy.
Does he have that?
Oh yeah.
Famously.
Bloated.
I can't keep track.
There was a news story where he crashed into somebody's living room while in his car. Nobody was killed.
Yeah. Diva alert.
Yeah. Diva down.
I was going to say diva down in the living room.
Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. My name is Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and our guest today is one of our best friends in real life, great stand-up comedian, and one of the only five good men. It's Sam Evans, everybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sam's back with a hat on. The last time we had you on
was pre-hat.
Pre-hat.
Very early iteration of this pod. Yeah. No hats. I think maybe no name last time.
Maybe it was before we started releasing it.
Yeah. You were like, do our pod. There is no name.
We're like, come in, be
there
a comedian.
There is really no pod
us.
At that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in and be a good friend who helps us launch our art. So
that's right.
I'm happy to have you back in the well-oiled machine.
And we're in the new stew.
Oh!
New stew.
First guest in our pink vagina studio, straight white guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Balanced.
It's good to be here.
Balanced.
The universe is balanced.
It's a lovely space.
Thank
Love
you.
It a lot.
Thank
you. Great view. Irrelevant to your listeners, but there is a beautiful view.
Yeah. It's a New York City
girl.
And
you're talking about me and Andrea.
Right. Oh, hey, folks.
Of course.
Yeah. I got my tits out today for the male guest.
You know what I love is a straight guy who can pull off calling women beautiful in a way that's not creepy.
Very
you know that
rare.
Like old school way where they're like kind of like the view is beautiful type stuff where you're like, wow.
Beautiful.
What are you, 50? I love you.
Just so I know, do your best act out of a guy pulling off calling you beautiful.
Are we friends?
Yeah, I'm guessing that he's friends with you. I don't think strange men are like, you're beautiful. And you're like, he nailed it.
Sometimes when I'm having a bad day, sometimes I'll be like, thank you.
You know what helps is when they like separate you from it. Like when they're like, oh, it's just great to be here with all these beautiful women. But it's only like you and your friend are the only women there. And you're like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
or
you.
They go,
the
great
woman.
To be here with a beautiful woman. And it's you and your friend. You have to guess which one it is.
A beautiful woman and another one.
Exactly one beautiful woman and a good friend.
And someone with an excellent personality, which really long term is the better asset.
One beautiful person and one who's so funny.
Dude, I saw Ali O'Neill and Brittany Cardwell once were walking down the street in Astoria, Queens. Mm. Comedians, besties, mm-hmm. both... Beautiful women. Mm. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous
just
women.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful girls.
Beautiful.
Oh my God.
So that's kind of how you do it.
Yeah. So beautiful. I wouldn't even ask for consent because they're so beautiful.
Nasty women.
Nasty.
Nasty odd
Nasty.
Bitches.
Could have been nicer. Not very nice.
That's pretty good. Thanks.
So they were walking down the street and I was like far enough away from them that they didn't see I was there, which sounds weird. But
yeah, you creep.
I know. I was following
this
them
This is their
all
first
day.
Time finding out that you were there.
There was a guy who like was, he works in the bodega, clearly unstable. He like out the window and was like, ugly bitches. And they didn't hear it.
Wow.
They were like talking to each other and laughing and having a great time being girls together. But I was standing there being like, this fucking crazy bodega guy.
Also, like,
just call them ugly bitches.
That is, I wouldn't say a compliment, but what happened there was that guy saw them, realized they were beautiful, then immediately realized they were too hot for them to be attainable to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he had to tell them they were ugly.
Yeah. And that's what all the guys on the internet who are calling us ugly are doing too.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Oh my God. Guys on the internet love calling me ugly.
Yeah. And mid.
Yeah.
Mid's a favorite of theirs. I admit
it. Yeah, they don't really call me mid. They just call me fat.
That's beautiful. And that's great.
They just comment gifts of fat male celebrities.
Yeah, or
Pretty
whales,
good.
Which
Pretty
is
cool.
Great. Love men on the internet.
Sick.
Are you doing that on the internet? Just kidding. Here we are, folks.
No.
Are you calling me fat on the internet? Yeah.
Santa's 17 shadow accounts, and he just roasts all
his
female friends.
That's how he gets the steam off, so he can be nice to us in real life.
Yes. Yeah.
God, you guys are so great.
Yeah.
Paul Giamatti, Paul Giamatti, Paul Giamatti.
Fat bitch.
Jack Black, Jack Black.
There's a comic who had a joke about these, the guys who call you beautiful on the internet who are insane, which is a lot of them, and who just keep commenting. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, it's like, beautiful, 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 gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful. And it's like, I kind of hate that more.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Just leave us alone.
It's all hateable. Leave us alone.
Just getting engaged.
Do you think that's ever worked for a guy where he gets to like the 20th gorgeous?
And she's like, oh, hey.
I wonder.
Didn't see you there.
I think if there's a hope of it working, they'll do it. They'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's even about it working for them. Mm. I think they're like so lonely that even just firing it off feels like a connection. Don't feel bad for them.
I don't.
They're lonely by their own design.
Ooh, I love that. The system is lonely.
They're lonely because they're hard to be around, and that's their fault. Go to therapy. Figure it out.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Gorgeous.
Guys,
beautiful.
Keep going.
Your mother is a palace. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. You make great points. You're a beautiful woman who makes great points.
Great to be here with two gorgeous girls.
And that I like.
We should get Trump on the pod.
Oh, yeah. Might as well. For the last season of America, let's bring him on.
Salient once again.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's bust into some segs, man. Let's get it ripping.
Okay, let's get into it.
Are we gonna do yours first? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Let's do some fedoras. Let's talk about that. You want to kick it off, or I'll kick it
off? Sure. Respectfully, if you're still doing something like wearing a fedora into a bar, do you not consume media at all?
Right.
Who are these people that aren't consuming any media?
Yeah.
And are still wearing a fedora? Going, imagine Dragons plays stadiums.
Yes.
Who are you people that don't know that the rest of us are making fun of you all
vests.
The time?
People wearing vests are the same thing.
Vests.
The
Magic.
The fedora
is
interesting.
Magic is cool.
Okay, well.
magic is cool because it works on me. So I think it's cool.
All right, fair.
Every time I see good magic, because I was raised Catholic and it's like in my body. When they pull it off, my brain goes, this is the devil's stuff. I get scared. I get like actually a little scared.
That's nice. That's nice. You still
and
have
it's
a little
fun
bit of
feeling. I like
whimsy.
Magic.
Well, good. Okay. We'll take that off the table.
Good magic is impressive.
Yeah, but sure. Being dressed like a magician.
Bad.
Cool. Out.
Yeah.
Pickup artists. That's so beyond. And it's not even like we're like internet freaks. So we know stuff that's cringe,
yeah,
like 10 seasons before the regulars. But fedora is like network television known. Like my mom and your mom might know that fedoras are cringe,
right? It's like they put a fedora on a guy in a scene in a sitcom, who's cringy and annoying.
Yeah,
how are you putting that on and leaving your house and being like, this is definitely going to get me pussy.
It also hasn't changed. When you think about like the mullet was bad. And then it was like ironically
great
bad.
Example.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
People were, you know, and now it's like, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but there are people that are like, this is my cool haircut.
Yeah.
Well, you're not bisexual.
Full, sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Bushwick.
So it's gone through that whole, the fedora has had none of that journey.
Flatline. Well,
if bisexuals started wearing fedoras, they could come back.
Right. Wouldn't that be an interesting moment culturally?
That would be.
I had a conversation. I was asking people what their favorite music was because I was floundering at a party and I was bored. Mm-hmm. And so I was starting to do like, what's your favorite color
by the
stuff?
Way, huge for you, because usually when you're floundering at a party and you're bored, you're like, what's the worst thing that's ever happened?
Right.
So I'm really proud of you for
you guys
asking people
trauma
what kind of music they like.
I'm not really a softball guy, but I decided.
So someone told me that you hate talking about your dead sister. How did she die?
Any attention is good attention with our fucked up friends. Yes, I am guilty of that. I have done it to both the individuals in this room, and I'm learning and growing.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I was fine with it when you did it.
Thank you. I mean, there's a time and a place, and sometimes I really miss the shot.
Sometimes I'm like tugging on your coat like a little kid, and I'm like, no,
this person, you don't know them that well. But I asked everyone what their favorite music was, and everyone was going around. We had little talking heads, we had Rolling Stones, you know, the one black person in the room said hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, it was, everyone was doing their part.
Yeah.
And then.
Which is a lot better than the one, than a white person in the room looking at the one black person and being like, hip hop.
Right. Exactly.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. Yes.
I love that white person.
Yeah. Biggie Smalls.
Kanye, but not recently.
Yeah. Stop Jewish Hate, but Kanye during, you know, graduation. But this person said with their full chest, Coldplay.
Yeah.
And I was like, kind of, I felt two different ways about it, because I agree with you, like, the clearly culturally douchey things, like, terrible.
The Axe body spray, the fedora, the having swords.
The V-neck t-shirt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The deep V.
Oh, my God. But I've blown a lot of deep V, guys, back in the indie sleaze day. But I'm like, it's kind of brave almost in a way.
Well, I was going to
gonna
say
Coldplay.
There is a version of this where I'm like, I'll never be as free as you.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I'll never have the personal freedom to be like, I like the fedora.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anybody thinks of me.
I'm marching to the beat of my own drum.
But I don't think these people are doing that.
Mm.
Like, I think they think other people will think it's cool.
Yeah. My, this is a tangent, but salient is, apparently they put out a Nickelback documentary that is just all about them talking about how they know they're hated.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And my
Nickelback
boss was like,
Nickelback seems self-aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My boss was like, you gotta watch it. It'll change your, even if you don't like them, you'll be like, but I still maintain that, like, it's not good music. And if you like it, you probably are stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
I could get into Nickelback a little bit.
This
well, not
is
in
how
like,
you remind me of what I really am.
Are we ready?
It's not like you to say sorry. What? Wait, no.
Okay, I will say this about Nickelback. They serve a very important role when a child doesn't know about pop punk yet. And needs something to grab onto.
Oh, and gets it like a funnel into
Nickelback is a good stepping stone to be like, there's something happening here that feels right.
Hold on. Nobody needs a stepping stone to pop punk. It's,
you know,
music that's
when you're
designed to be accessible.
When you grow up listening to country music, you don't know about it.
Yeah, it's not like Gigi Allen, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but then the next step, yes.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, you don't know what's missing from the music you're listening to. You're like, it's just not doing it for me. And then you listen to Nickelback and you're like, this is closer.
Lizzie, as she's been talking about Nickelback, the claws have just closed
in. Turning into a crab.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting amped up when I start turning into a hermit crab.
Pretty soon you're going to be, you know, doing the Dolly Parton, playing File Your Nails.
I love that.
Well, what do you guys think is the most basic thing that you like? What's something that, like, you are, I guess, in the realm of guilty pleasure, but you don't need to feel guilty about it, but something that other people would be like.
Mine probably is The Gap.
The Gap?
Yeah.
Gap's good.
I like The Gap.
The Gap.
They have good pain. Don't fucking laugh at
Ronnie,
me, Ronnie.
Ronnie lost
Ronnie,
it a little bit.
I'll kill you.
We got an audible guffaw from Ronnie.
The Gap has good fucking jeans and basics.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not a millionaire. I can't buy all my basics at Aritzia.
Yeah.
The Gap stuff is the same.
By the way, we have Ronnie here with our tiny tattoos laughing at us. So welcome back, Ronnie. Mm. Ronnie came with us to the Girl Stew and helped build this place brick by brick. So we love it. I know my answer, and it's kind of, this is unfortunate. So this morning I texted Sam a series of images by accident.
Oh,
man.
Is your basic thing you love your husband?
Kind of, but yes. Yes.
What a cynical world we live in.
I know.
I love my husband and it sucks.
What a fucking loser I am.
Also, what a way to work in a brag. You know? Like, what's the basic thing I love? Probably eating healthy, I guess. Eating healthy every day.
Coming
like,
a lot.
Big fake tits and money. And a hot husband. No, okay. So I'm telling this story because it dovetails into my basic thing. I was taking screenshots of my husband looking hot on FaceTime today. Because he was working on his basement. He had his tools on and he was looking up and the sun was hitting in his face in a way that he looked like a beautiful angel.
He did look handsome.
Yeah,
in the,
he
in
looked
the
very handsome.
Yeah,
yeah. And so I was like talking to him. I was like, I'm taking screenshots of how hot you are. And then I was like, Sam's our guest today. And I was firing off. I typed Sam right into my phone and then fired off multiple screenshots of my husband.
To
on
be clear,
FaceTime.
You were trying to send them to your husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that he could have them.
Yes.
Be like, look at how hot you are.
Dude. But one of my basic things that I do love is I love It's on Instagram too. It's not on TikTok because it's millennial and cringe. It's like my husband be like, my wife be like, videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, ooh, when I'm like wearing sweatpants, but my husband's horny all the time. Oh. And it's a guy being like,
I have one of those that I like that's like one person playing multiple characters in a skit about narcissism.
Oh, dude.
You know those?
Yeah.
You know those where it's like, but now there's like world building and it's like, a series, and it's like, what's the toxic mother-in-law gonna say this time? Yes. And it's just like a lady in four wigs.
Do you love that? Do you love it because it's insane and you're like, I want to get inside your insane mind?
I'm into the story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is Deb gonna do this time?
I liked in the realm of basic shit from TikTok, relationship stuff. Do you remember the beige flag trend?
Yeah.
I love reading people's beige flags.
That is, and a lot of those are very basic.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, my husband's beige flag is that he gets sweet green every day.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. I tried to do a bit about this once. The annoying ones are like when people are like, here's my beige flag. And it's like clearly just a nice thing.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be cute, but weird.
Right.
And you're like, my husband's dick is too good.
That's
not beige at all.
Yeah My husband's beige flag is that he eats pussy for hours.
What a weirdo.
A beige flag should be like, he makes little lint sculptures.
Little lint sculptures is a great beige flag. Or he's like in a darts league and plays Dungeons and Dragons.
right.
I was hanging out with Sam while my boyfriend was playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I showed Sam him, like, my boyfriend like texting me updates and me being like, that's so cool, honey.
It was really, really sweet.
I had to like humiliate myself to Sam.
I wanted to make fun of her so bad, and I did, but I was also like, this is nice.
Yeah, you're like, I'm happy for you that you're emotionally available to a person.
Yeah.
That must have been really hard for you.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have a non-TikTok basic thing that you love?
I'm sure that I do. Probably like fucking shows. Here's a pretty basic thing about me. I've never been able to get into Seinfeld. I'll get fucking skewered for this.
Never
Seinfeld, but I was a big Friends guy. And I'm sure a million comedians would be like, this fucking hack piece of shit.
Or they'd be like, this fucking girl.
Yeah.
There, I can never get into The Sopranos, and I don't know if
me neither. I watched the first season of The Sopranos like 7 times.
I'm trying.
And I just like don't care for it.
Yeah, I love like, it, this guys. Guy sucks.
It's for boys.
It is for boys.
It doesn't like grab me.
Yeah. It involves a lot of horrendous violence towards women.
But I'm going to be honest, that's not my issue with it.
I
find it boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the ducks again.
The ducks are the only part I like. I'm like, look at those fucking metal guys.
You're watching, you're like, come on, guy, hit some more women. Yeah.
I will say my taste in television is wildly basic.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this before, but like, the only TV I like is the most SVU, Criminal Minds, Grey's Anatomy.
We were
Network,
talking about
fucking.
You wanted me to get into medical dramas because I was saying.
Sam asked me in front of people. He goes, "Is House good?"
and Lizzie lit up.
Yeah,
it worked great. Yeah.
To a point where it stopped the conversation next to us, and they were like, "What was that a reaction to?" Yeah. And I was like, "It was a reaction."
It was also
the
it was a table of bros.
Yeah.
And then Lizzie and us, and then there's like frat bros sitting next to her, and she goes, "Yeah." And these kids are like, what the fuck?
Lizzie's like hair is flipping. She's like,
Medical dramas, though, that's my shit.
Yeah. House, is it lupus? Every time.
It's never lupus.
Oh, they think it's lupus.
They even do a joke in the show where like he has a book about lupus and he cut a hole in it to hide his drugs.
Oh.
And when someone found it, they were like, you don't need this book. And he goes, it's never lupus.
Wow. So I'm the opposite. Wow, you're so deep in, dude.
I'm so deep
You know
in.
The deep cuts.
Wow. I know the lore.
I'm a rock. I'm an old rock and roll guy. Which
I don't
could
think that's
be,
basic, though.
Yeah.
Well, like, give me a couple bands. Some of them I feel are basic.
Like the Rolling Stones. You know what I mean? But also, that's like
liking
music.
The Rolling Stones isn't basic. Thinking you're cool because you like the Rolling Stones is basic.
That's true.
Thinking you're like rock and roll because you like the Rolling Stones is basic.
There's a universe where I become rock guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like jewelry, the dyed black hair, but like there's roots that are gray.
Yeah.
I fear that that is a tunnel I could go down.
Yeah, I grew up with a lot of people who think they're cool because they like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's like absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I don't know if I admire the basics, though. It's hard to know.
I don't wouldn't say I admire them, but they do seem to have an easier life.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Creed, this is so.
We weren't.
Sorry. Nickelback.
Same thing.
Nickel Creed.
We weren't, but I love that. I love that as a segue.
Speaking of generic.
Yeah. I'm looping back because you said Nickelback is for stupid people. Mm. I'll have you. It's a Canadian icon, so watch your mouth. But.
Where were you? Watch where were you when mouth. I was defending Nickelback? All of a sudden, they're icons.
I maintain it is for stupid singing. People.
Okay, well, that's hurtful because I love it.
Sometimes it feels good to Sometimes it feels good to be stupid people.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I just want to turn it right off and rock out. But I saw, obviously, is it Chad Kroeger? Is that his full name?
Chad Kroeger. Yeah.
So Chad Kroeger dated Avril Lavigne.
Which was married.
Were they married?
They, I think, are married.
Did you ever hear the conspiracy theory that the original Avril Lavigne died?
Is dead.
And he married the new double?
Yeah. The clone or the twin or whatever.
I kind of believe that one, if I'm going to be honest.
Why not?
Who cares?
Yeah.
But they're Canadian. That's a Canadian. That's a big moment for Canadians. Mm-hmm. Those two getting together. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like.
That's your Britney and Justin.
Yeah.
That's your Brangelina.
Yeah. We were all pretty hyped on that one. Throw Tom Green in there as a polycule. We'll lose our fucking mind. But I saw them walking in like the richest area of Vancouver. I saw them walking down the street and he just had a full fur coat on and she was just snatched and they were looking like rich.
I really like that.
And cool. And I was like, fuck, that's pretty cool. It's douchey, but it is pretty
cool. It is kind of cool. It is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to wear a fur coat and be like, everybody hates my band.
Yes.
That's like pretty cool.
He's praying for his haters.
That's pretty cool.
To be universally hated and be like, fuck y'all.
Everybody hates my band. Look at my hot wife and my fur coat, bitches.
I love it.
I play stadiums.
Yeah. Yeah, look at us fucking losers playing bar shows. What do we know?
Nickelback and Creed are both good bands for the game. Would you go to this show for free?
Yeah.
Like, would you go to this concert for free? And both I would.
Creed, I would. Nickelback, I still wouldn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, hater.
Yeah, you hater.
Would you go with me if you knew I'd be really into
if it was like
house for Lizzie.
If it's like a big friends hang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go. But I do go ironically. I'm like, LOL. Oh, yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I would go ironically.
Yeah. And have the time of my life. Yeah.
I for sure almost get in a fight from a dude that's there sincerely.
Yeah.
And he catches me being ironic. It's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a tough spot.
What's the coolest thing you guys think you like on the opposite end of the spectrum? Surprising. Like, to me, things that I find cool is when someone has something way out of left field and it surprises me.
Yeah.
That, like, tickles
That's
me.
Much harder to think of than.
Because we're all so self-deprecating too.
Yeah. Better thing when you're early dating someone and you want to bring out a little flex, like you have your thing that you throw down to make this person be more interested in you, minus your huge tits and awesome pussy,
and
respectfully.
Thank you so much.
What do you guys say?
Minus your huge tits and awesome pussy, Sam.
Minus your great pussy, Sam.
I don't so much bring it up, but like I can talk about like books, I feel, more than the average person.
That's a good one. That's good for women.
Yeah.
That whole like you take home somebody and they don't have books, don't fuck them. Every time I see that quote, I'm like,
I have so many books.
Yeah, I have them. I haven't read them. But I own them. I keep buying them.
I have a curation of ones that show people that I'm smart and cool and left.
Yeah. I one time went home to a guy's house. You both know him.
Mm-hmm.
And
so excited. I was after anytime a story starts like this on a podcast, I sit here and go, afterwards I'll know who.
And you're like, he is a whack piece.
Yeah,
anyways.
Dude. I was going through his books and I found a book of like monologues, like because he was an actor. You guys know who it is.
The brutal cookie.
I found a book of monologues and which ones were like dog eared that like he thought he could audition with, and I was like, whoa.
You're like, not a chance in hell, dude.
Wow.
The problem with being a girl is my thing to like endear me to guys is like having listened to the podcast Come Town.
Yeah.
Like, it's not things that I think are cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that I can talk about football. Dude.
It's guys, girl stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks.
I only date like little twink boys. So I drop the fact that Joni Mitchell is my second cousin.
I disagree, though, because Dan, to me, is a man.
He is a man, but he's
got cheekbones.
He's got cheekbones. You saw those photos.
Men can have cheekbones.
No, they can't.
No, they can't.
No, they can't.
No, they can't. No, they can't.
Not,
no, they can't. Cheeks.
Not
Shut
in my
up.
House. If you have a square face, ew, get out of here. Dan is, yes, Dan's like an adult who like has a kid and builds houses. Mm-hmm. We love that.
But he has a twink feature.
He has beautiful cheekbones, and he wears like sweaters with flowers on them.
Okay,
and
that's
true. He has two wolves. Yeah. But yeah, I used to like, I
and
date
they
like,
are having gay sex.
Oh, but I mean, come yeah. on. And I'm watching it going, yeah. yeah.
My cool thing when I was trying to be cool and impress people, and I don't really know how to do this anymore, but when I was younger, I could always find like underground DIY punk shows.
Yeah.
And that was my
that's
like,
cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's very cool.
And like, I would go there and like two people would say hi to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that was
big,
my cool
huge.
Flex.
Yeah.
And it's like a band you've never heard of and you probably never will hear of again.
Yeah.
And I don't even know their name. Like, that was my kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I went to a drum, like a night of just like hardcore drumming in a basement in Harlem. And the cops were a block away. And I was with like a guy I wanted to impress. I'm like, the cops are coming. We got to get out of here.
Cool.
And then the cops did come. And it seemed like I like had
that's
my finger on the pulse.
That's
like,
very, very cool.
Yeah. They're close by. They're 5 minutes away. So based on the sound, it's like thunder.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can based on the clap of it, we have 3 minutes.
I can feel it in my feet.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Oh, boy, did we fuck. Anyways, what were you saying, Sam?
I didn't have. I can.
Books is a good one
yeah.
to
books
be.
Books is a good one.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do. But this one's so hard is because I can play piano.
Yeah.
But if you're at a party and there's a piano and you just go right up to it and start playing, people are like, that's a little. You got
to
be real.
You have to be asked.
Yeah.
So if you're asked.
Little heavy
handed. And you do it. It's the coolest.
You get to go, don't make me.
Yeah.
No, like, stop. Don't make me.
And you can be self-effacing. You're like, I'm not that good. And then you play the best thing. You know?
Yeah. Rip a little piano,
then
man.
Then you lock the fuck in.
Yeah. You're doing like Chopin. Yeah. Like, it's not even like cool rock. It's
you
like.
Don't let them see you grit your teeth. Yeah.
I also just think.
You're crying.
I think being like a New York person also is very cool.
Yeah.
When you're like on a date and you go to the place you were going to go to and then you want to keep hanging out and you're like, I know a place down the street we can go to and like the bartender knows you and you're like, there's a cool vintage store around the corner. Like, that's like a cool thing I can do.
Yeah. And being a New York person anywhere outside of New York,
very cool.
Very
so
cool.
Cool. Yeah. When I my boyfriend and I are going to Berlin in March and we got like such a cool Airbnb that you have to like request it.
You have to apply
and
for
you
the
have
gig.
To like message the owner and be like, this is who we are
Did
and why
you
we're
say
visiting.
You were a comedian?
And I said instead of saying we were Americans, I was like, we have to say we're New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Like, because
time.
They're just gonna see that we're American. I was like, we have to put in the message that we're New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And I like kept being like, our apartment in Brooklyn, we live in New York as New Yorkers who travel a lot.
And
then the guy was like, yeah, I'd love to have you.
Nice. And you're also like, that was a Nazi salute. We all saw it. That was not a hearts out to you.
I'm on your side.
Yes. I used to do, fuck, this sucks. I'm really like sucking today in terms of cringeness, but here we are.
I mean, it's the theme of what we're talking about. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of the biggest cringe lord of the three of us, I would say. Or maybe the one who's least afraid to fall in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But when I moved to Brooklyn when I was like 18, Canadian, blonde, absolutely prep school. The minute I lived in Brooklyn for more than like 5 seconds, when I would go home to Canada, I would be like, Brooklyn.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. You're doing
that
like Bed-Stuy do or die.
100%. That's so fucking funny.
Dude, I went to see the Biggie movie and cried because like I lived in Crown Heights at the time.
Yeah, it's for you.
Being able to go to a place so white that you can like culture vulture and people think it's cool is crazy.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I know, it sucked. I had like a Brooklyn t-shirt that had like all the crazy colors.
Yeah.
Like the pink and the yellow, and it's all like not like the sweaters, you know, the sweaters that Biggie wore.
Yeah.
It's not that, but it's that same genre of like, this is for like 90s rappers and not you.
Yeah.
And I would pull up to a house party in my friend's cabin in Canada and be like,
I'm black now. I'm
I am kind of culturally black, and I'd like you to sort of keep that in mind.
Yeah, please,
Ronnie, make that a drop, will you?
Give that reverence as I'm wearing kind of a pimp coat.
Welcome back to Clips That Could Cancel You.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of one who racks those up on this pod. But
it is fun though. Like this made me feel old, but my 10-year high school reunion is this year.
Yeah.
And my best friend from high school wants me to go, so I probably will.
Yeah, you should.
I made her promise that we could leave early and go to the Cheesecake Factory and gossip.
Beautiful.
I probably will go. And that is something where it's cool to be like, oh yeah, I live in Brooklyn.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, that does
say
feel
it nonchalantly.
Good. That does feel good.
Oh, I love being condescending.
Yeah.
It's great.
I did not go to my 10-year high school reunion.
Me neither.
But what I did, they organized it on Facebook, like a Facebook group.
Of course. Yes.
And they invited everybody. And I just commented. I go, hey, is there any chance we could put this off a couple years? I was hoping to be famous and better than you.
Great bit.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
Everybody liked it. I was like, I'm good. That's all I needed.
Yeah,
that's
great. Yeah. I'm out.
Did you do a little peruse to see who really let it go?
Oh, I do that. That's actually one of the reasons I'm still on Facebook is just to check in periodically and see people you hated and be like, yeah, I bet your life's bad.
Look at you back.
You
look at you
fucking ugly kids.
Yeah.
Your kids that are even uglier than you, you fucking loser.
Yeah. And I fully acknowledge that me spending my free time doing that is the saddest.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Dude, so many people have ugly fucking kids.
I know.
You're like, this shouldn't have been put in the pot.
No.
Yeah. You probably should have ended this here.
I'm also old enough now to where a lot of those people are on second, sometimes third marriages.
Yeah.
And you're like,
let's go. Very nice.
Hey, keep swinging.
Yeah.
Keep swinging.
Get after it, girl. He looks like a great stepdad. Yeah.
Listen, if you like the party, you like the party.
Sure.
What am I going to say? You guys came to my wedding. My next one's going to be lit.
I know. I've always said
all-time great wedding.
If I have more than one wedding, I'm not going to do the thing where people are like, I'm just having a small one because I already have. I'm bigger.
Bigger.
Bigger and
circus
blacker.
Tent. Bigger. Elephants at the wedding. Yeah. Bigger.
Oh, man.
Mine will be probably to a woman. Will probably be the next season if this one doesn't work out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of weddings, I have a little thing. I have a little thing
perfect.
That I brought to the table.
Segway.
Okay, so this girl posted a TikTok that's gotten 6 million views.
Whoa. Terrifying, to be honest.
Terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's her talking to her fiance, and their wedding is soon. And this is the conversation they're having.
I think you are going to wear a black tux.
No, I don't want to be like everyone else.
What color did you have in mind?
Maybe green.
No. Sorry. You can pick something else that you want.
Why?
Because it's not going to be that. Collectively, we're deciding it's going to be a black tux.
It's going to be green tux.
No.
Okay, so they're talking.
Let her cook.
He's saying he wants to wear a green tux. She's saying no.
Right.
All of the comments on this video are like, "Run while you can.
Yeah.
Don't marry that vapid bitch."
Yeah.
And as one of my things today, I would like to say nobody on the internet is considering that I'm fucking positive that she already planned this entire wedding.
Top to bottom.
And he hasn't said a word the whole time. Mm-mm. And now they're about to get married. And he's like, what about a green tux? And she's like, our colors are orange and brown.
Yes.
What do you mean? What do you mean a green tux?
I made the placemats to match the flowers, to match my dress. And you're throwing in green?
And the other thing, and this is the more hot take version of what I have to say about this, but the other comments are all like, it's his day too. Hey, bitch, it's his day too. Let him wear what he wants. He should also feel beautiful. It's his day too. And I'm going to say this. No, it isn't. No, it isn't his fucking day. It's famously always been her day.
Her day and her mother's day.
Should he look good? Yeah. But it's not his fucking day because he's never cared about it until right now. It's not his day. I've had a Pinterest board of my wedding since I was 9.
Lizzie's going to wear a Vivian Westwood gown. And why do I know that? Because we've talked about it.
Because we've talked about it.
Look at Sam right now.
Sam, every time I get amped up, Sam has to hide in his clothes.
I disagree.
Oh, I knew it.
I knew you would.
I'm on the side of the Legions.
Okay.
You're probably right, but she's just being shitty. You know what I mean?
But she's been working so hard to plan the wedding.
Yeah, but we get to have opinions.
No. Early. 6 months ago, he could wear a green tux.
All right.
In the ninth inning?
If this scenario that you are, and let's clarify, that you have made up.
Right.
She's made follow-up videos. I did research.
So if that's the scenario, I concur, right? There's plans made. Obviously, you got to put a deposit on fucking everything.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah. All right? But like, if I was getting married to somebody and mine would be blue. I'd be like, oh, I want like a blue suit Dan or a blue tux because I think that's nice.
Yeah.
And I
maybe
was just flat
like
out
blue.
Light but not garish.
Okay.
Like
love
a
love the way you said that.
Yeah. I know what
one
I'm
one of
doing.
The girls. Yeah.
But if I was flat out told no in the very initial planning stages, I'd be like, well, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
that you're not
different.
Even gonna
that's different.
That is different. Not even letting it in is different.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, just do what she wants.
Green?
She's been thinking about it her whole life.
Green's also crazy. Can we talk about how green is crazy?
Green is crazy.
And very
hard to pull
off. A lot of
different shades of green.
Sometimes green can be good.
I'm thinking a deep forest green.
Yeah.
And if that goes with the vibe of your wedding.
Sure.
But if the vibe of your wedding is like formal, everyone's wearing black tie attire, and then your husband's wearing green. That's fucking crazy to me.
It's crazy.
I think if I had a woman who was like had a woman, and to be clear,
if
your
I owned
possession.
A woman.
and when I own a woman,
yes. I'm excited for you.
But if she was like, here is the overall, like if she gave me a theme or something, or like a color scheme or account, and she was like, you work within this, that I'm a little more open to, you know, if you have a grand vision.
Sure.
For it, fine. But well, I get to choose stuff.
Yeah, but my other thing is like, how have you never?
I hate that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I get to choose stuff, and you went.
You get to throw out what you'd like. I don't know if you get to choose.
You know what I hate? It is
a men's right to choose.
Yes. Yeah.
Look
you're,
at you.
You're giving me the vibe of like a little kid with a firefighter hat. And you're like, you're helping too. And I fucking hate that. Ugh.
Okay. That is how I feel about men in their own weddings. I'm like, do you want to pick the invitations? But it's like three I already
like.
Here's conversely, what I don't like. Stop high-fiving. I hate it. Conversely, what I don't like about it is I feel like these are also the same women who are like, you're not doing anything. You're not helping. And it's like, well, you're not giving me, like, I don't have any ownership of this.
But
not, you know?
I would argue, when I'm asking you to help, I'm asking you to help with tasks. I'm asking you to stuff envelopes.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to try a cake.
Which is
I'm
the
not
best
asking
part
you to
of
come,
a wedding. Yeah.
I'm not
all
asking
the tasks.
I'm not asking you to come to me weeks before my wedding and tell me you want to wear a green suit. That's the opposite of helping.
Not what we're talking about here. I understand, and I agree.
I showed my boyfriend this to be like, when we get married, what color suit are you going to wear?
Okay. Yeah.
And he was like, well, my friend wore a green suit. And I was like, that's not what I fucking
You went, isn't this crazy? And he went, I actually really like green.
He yeah, he did. He did.
A blood vessel popped.
And I go, what are you going to wear, mustard?
Yeah. I'm seeing this
and then
fight
I
in
said,
my mind's
and
eye.
And then I said, you're going to wear black. And he said, yeah.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. Yeah. I'll say, I know what you're talking about.
Sure.
When a man's like neutered in a relationship, then the wedding really showcases that, that sort of situation. But there are men who are very stylish, and I would count you as a man who has style, you know, and I can...
She walked it back a little.
She did walk it back.
She walked it back a little. I heard it.
Which is fine. I don't think I moved, but I was like, oh, I'm excited. And then, okay.
Well, yeah. Sam's not like a streetwear guy.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I think you dress well. I mean, you're not taking risks, but I think that you dress well. Okay? This is getting meaner and meaner.
Sure, keep going.
And I'm like, and one day you'll find that special someone.
Can I remind you? This is actually bringing up. Last time I was on the pod, and we can get back to this.
Oh, I know.
But remember the last time you did have an aside that was, I wasn't mad because you're my friend and you know me. But the aside was essentially like, and so you struggle with intimacy. You strike me as a guy that like you need to be close to someone, and yet you're also afraid to be close to someone, and so it leads you into a situation where you can't.
I forget exactly what she said, but the last sentence was, and then women end up feeling alone in relationships.
And I gotta tell you,
which was
not
one of the ones where if Steve and I went, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. But it was so direct that it was so funny to me.
I know.
That was a little baby version.
Yes,
of
it was. Yeah. I have like a piece of my brain missing. There's a gap in my brain that's like, this could hurt someone, or this is maybe a little too honest. Yeah. And I go, honesty is important.
It's like, well, your brain like thinks they already know.
Yes.
Yeah. So you just tell someone something true about them and they go, all right.
I did already know, but I spent most of my day ignoring that.
Right.
And I'm running away from it.
Here it is, right in front of your face.
Yeah.
You're a stylish man.
Thanks.
I trust you to dress yourself. You know what I mean? And this is the thing. Men can't, a lot of them can't go out in the wild and nail it with a green suit.
Right.
I'm like, I'm putting you in the parameters because I saw you wear boat shoes.
Yes.
And you're going to ruin my day because I know you're going to come with the worst fucking type of green. You would do a you're wearing forest green today and you look lovely. And yes, you're emotionally available and I respect
you
as a man.
And you knew that the blue shouldn't be garish and we love that about you. We love that about you.
Yeah, but you're not this man.
But you know these men who, if you gave them free reign to pick a suit, they'd pick a suit that's like the Bears colors.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wouldn't it be funny? And you're like, it's $800,000 billion.
And there are men that need things to be picked. I understand that.
Yes.
I think you're touching on the feeling of being neutered
totally.
Or powerless or like, just do this and shut up. I hate that.
I hate watching that in public, by the way. I know people that do that. I'm like, I'm going to throw up.
But I also like in a relationship when a man lets me dress him because I like style. I don't really dress like I do, but I do like
no,
it.
You do.
And I like being like, this would look good on you, these shoes would be good for you, this is something that you would never pick for yourself but you'll look good in it. I like doing that.
Yeah,
so I don't want the green suit.
Yeah,
I get that. And
this
I would
is
let
just Lizzie being like, to my boyfriend in the future, no green suit.
Yeah.
Well, luckily I asked, he was like, well, my best friend wore a green suit to his wedding, so I shouldn't wear one to mine. And I was like, thank god.
Thank god your best friend's a slob.
No, they actually he looked good. I saw the photos.
I would let a lady do that. I have let a lady dress me, but it's I still operate on the rule. Like if I'm stepping out in something and I don't feel comfortable, it won't look good. To, you know? What
yeah.
I mean?
Like you'll be pulling at it and be like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bought my boyfriend a shirt way too early in our relationship.
Oh, that's such a move.
Yeah. You were with me.
I know.
And
I liked the shirt.
It was a good shirt, but it didn't like fit him in the way he wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
And it took him like 3 months to finally be like, yeah, I'm not going to wear that shirt again.
Yeah.
But I like that, too.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I like dressing you, but I also like you being like, that one wasn't it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another part of this video that I hate, which is the comment section, which this woman's maybe being a little emotional.
Mm-hmm.
She's triggered, some would say.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole internet is like, this crazy bitch.
Sure.
And
there's
a thing when like a woman's unhinged in public and everyone's just like, this fucking psycho.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened to make her like that?
Right.
She was probably born pretty normal and now she fucking flips out all the time.
Right.
Does
well,
she
that's
have PTSD?
Why.
Did you cheat on her for 7 years?
Yeah.
And now she's going insane.
That's why my immediate reaction is to be like, I bet she already planned everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because always in these situations, my immediate reaction is to be like, what did he do to make her scream like that?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just think, he could have said something about the green suit a lot earlier.
Yeah. And Sam, if you could apologize being
for
a man. Yeah. It's kind of what we have you here for.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry. And
thank you.
Yes.
And you're welcome.
And you're holding space.
Yeah.
And thank you for correcting me.
Andrea and I were talking the other day about how we have no idea what holding space
no
means.
No idea. Never knew.
I'm
don't
holding
know.
It.
But we're always like, and I will. And I will hold it.
Yeah.
We're not one of those people who are like triggered by things they don't understand. You know, those people who are like, hold space for what you libtard want. It's just like, I don't know what that means, but if you need me to do it, I'll fucking try, man.
I used to produce a podcast that was out of LA and it was like top tier holding space language.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I was like, I don't really know what's going on right now.
But I love it.
But I like this team better than the other one. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
When it's like, yes it into life, make it real by yes
manifesting it. Vision board.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what's
going
on. I don't
know what that means.
I'm scared. Are we all passing a ball around right now?
Yeah, are we doing feeling stick?
Love it. Don't
Do you know.
Know
what holding space means?
I think it just means like allowing you, it's probably like a trauma type thing, I think, a lot of times. Like holding space and giving somebody a safe area.
I think it just means listening.
Yeah.
I think we could just say listening.
Yeah. All right. Well, we figured it out.
Liberal cucks.
Liberal cuck loser. Why don't you say
how about you listen to your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about you hold space for her dream wedding?
Correct. Let's do a little break season. We'll come back with Sam's pig respectfully segments.
Yes. That's so great because I have to pee.
Yeah.
Go pee.
Take a tinkle.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome back.
And we're back.
We're back, folks.
Sam took a pee-pee.
Yeah. It's Sam being a shitty bitch section of the pod.
I peed out of my penis.
Oh, that's very nice.
Did you push hard?
Yeah.
No.
Just
came.
Good.
That's gross.
I just came in the bathroom.
Yeah. I did a quick jack off between friends. Well, speaking of jacking off, your next segment is a sexual one of sexual nature. Sam, take it away.
Sort of. Respectfully, I want to have sex with your aunts.
Yeah.
I'm being honest about it. All right.
Tell the people.
I'm not young anymore. It's okay. So tell your aunts that I want to have sex with them.
Tell your coolest aunt that Sam wants to toss it in her.
Yeah.
Like, and I bet you're like, oh, he means my hot aunt. I do, but also.
But you also don't.
Yeah. I bet our thresholds are different.
Can you describe an aunt you want to fuck?
I'm trying to think of like a famous aunt that like really does it for me. I should have come ready with that.
Or just like give physical like things that you see when you see an aunt. What is the like is it like a like the short hair aunt?
Aunt's gone wild.
Actually, I would say big hair aunt.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
The tits are like freckly and propped up.
I always talk about the freckle titties.
Freckly tits are nice.
Yeah. I talk about freckly titties so much. Yeah. I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah. A Rubenesque lady for sure. Yes. Big nails, bracelets, a lot of jingly janglies.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Future Lizzie.
I am hurtling towards this description. Quickly.
Pamela is an aunt that I feel fits that, or like Jenny.
A Pamela. Barb. If you got a Barb in your life.
Babs.
Runner.
Yeah, love her.
Yeah. Send me a picture.
I'll send it to you.
Is her being older than you part of it?
100%.
Yeah. Love that.
I went through a breakup once. And I was talking to...
Because you couldn't be intimate and you were closing any parts.
As we've discussed. And I was sort of sexting with an older lady. And I was talking to our mutual friend Maria Heinig about it.
Beautiful.
And I was like, this lady, she really checks... she's an older woman. She checks a lot of boxes for me. And she goes, oh, what are some of the boxes? And I go... She's older.
That's it.
It was
Have you ever actually been with an older woman?
No, I haven't, because that one actually was like pretty hot and heavy. And then she was like, oh, I just started seeing somebody. And I was like, I get it.
Yeah. I wonder if doing it would like quench it for you.
That's what I'm worried about. Will it quench it?
You don't want to lose the luster.
You know how you have these fantasies built up and then the reality of it, you're like, oh no, I don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm going to tell you, because you and I share some Pornhub searches.
Yeah.
We've talked about
this.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me and Sam are freaky little bitches in the same way.
And that's okay.
And it does satisfy it. That's all I'll say.
Oh.
It's everything you dreamt of and more.
Well, I think in general, it kind of depends on the person.
Yeah.
Because I've had some of these where I'm like, I've always wanted to fuck this kind of person. And then sometimes, like, they stink. Like, the one you pick stinks.
Yeah.
And so that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that can always happen. Yeah, I feel like even if it's something as simple as, like, you are a woman who's thought you were straight your whole life, and then you want to have sex with a woman, but then you have sex with a woman who, like, is bad at it.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, I think as, like, being a man, you don't... if it's a very specific thing, right, that you're like, I think that this is a thing for me sexually, but you want to tread lightly there because you don't want to you don't want to objectify
fetish
a lady. But then some ladies, they're like, do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like especially some of those older gals.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
I'm 36 and I'm a MILF. I'm in, when I did porn
you have a
for
son.
A while. Yeah, I have
a
stepson.
You have a son. Wow.
You know?
Married into MILFdom.
Yeah.
That's, congratulations.
That sounds like a TLC show.
Cast me.
It's just your stepson fucking swearing at you.
It's like, you stupid fucking goth bitch. You took my dad from me.
It's your stepson calling your fake tits tacky.
What? My stepson is a lovely man.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you do porn, by the way, you figure out what category you fall into. Mm. And I'm a goth MILF. And it was weird because I was like, I thought of women in their 40s or this age when I was young as like a person I would never be.
Yeah.
And I think also because we live in New York and like you can kind of be whatever you want at any age in the city, which I love.
Yeah.
You don't realize that you're like someone's mom age.
Well, yeah, and we do stand up, so all of our friends like skateboard.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like all of yeah. like we have friends who are teachers mm-hmm. and I feel like I just graduated high school.
Yes.
It's like crazy to me that my friends are not only are they teacher age, they're older. Like yeah. I had teachers who were 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're older, but I still feel I identify more with a high schooler mm-hmm. than a high school teacher.
Yeah.
And then my friends will be like, I teach history to juniors in high school, and I'm like, who fucking let you do that?
Yeah. Whoa, I've seen your like, stand up. That's
kids
crazy.
Are hurting my feelings.
Yes. Yeah. They are mean. Yeah, I will say ants also like they when an ant like smokes cigs mm-hmm. and like has a few drinking issues here and there, they're gonna be wild. The things yeah. they've done sexually, because mm-hmm. that's a party girl that's now a parent.
Yeah.
But the party girl's in there.
Who and the end has to at this point in their life be like pretty in touch with what they need sexually.
Yeah.
But so, wouldn't it be hotter if she wasn't that? Like if she wasn't smoking cigs and drinking a martini, if she was just like a regular fucking aunt.
Right.
And then she was like, I want you to fuck me until I'm split in half. And you're like, whoa.
That's usually the way that it goes.
Yeah.
That's the fantasy.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just like I like a person who's sloppy. I don't know if that's wrong to say, but just if you had an essence of slop to you, I'm like, let's go.
I understand that.
It's not even a looks thing. It's just like an energy. Yeah. Where like, we're about to do some borderline illegal stuff.
Yeah, and I hesitate to use this word because I don't want to be mean, but like if you're a little trashy,
fucking
nice. Yeah. That's
it's
great.
Fun. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. No, I get that. I get that. And I want ants to know this because I feel like us MILFs, you know, we're people are like, I don't have it anymore. Bitch, you have it.
Yes.
And people are picking up what you're laying down.
If any cool ants listen to this podcast, DM Sam.
God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Slide in. I am truly single. And listen, I hate, please just don't send me nudes. All right. I hate it. It'll suck.
Yeah. Just show up in person.
Guys, I winked.
Yeah. For those of you listening at home, he winked.
And listen, sometimes when you slide into border 40 territory, you wear bigger panties, and everyone likes that, okay?
I do like that.
Sometimes the thongs hurt because your butt's really big and it sucks it in. Throw in the big cottons and just let
and just
it rip.
Fuck Sam. Yeah. Throw on big cotton underwear and have sex with our friend Sam.
It'd be so huge. If
I know.
Really.
I've been trying to like kind of make this happen for you because I've known this about you for a while.
Yeah.
And not no shade. The women you've dated have all been so fucking beautiful, but they aren't this category.
No.
I know.
So I'm always like, what about this fucking lady? Yeah. Not even, I can't even say girl. What about this woman, dude?
She's always a woman to me.
Yeah.
Billy Joel.
Yep.
R.I.P.
Yeah, we gotta find you a woman.
Yeah.
A good woman.
Do you feel, and this is maybe me putting you on the spot, but here I am. Okay. Do you feel like dating a woman like that, you'd feel somehow like, oh, I shouldn't publicly date a woman like that? Even though you don't think that in your heart of hearts, do you feel the pressure
it's
to be
there,
like, should I date the hot bitch?
Yeah. And I admit that quite shamefully. Sure.
No, I get that because I think women that age feel like they shouldn't be dating like a hot younger man. They feel like it's like inappropriate.
Yeah. There's definitely that element of like, I'm afraid the other boys will make fun of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which
sucks. Well, that's always been like the plight of fat girls is like everybody wants to fuck you, but nobody wants to date you.
Yeah.
Because everybody secretly does want to fuck like girls with huge tits. And girls who are kind of fat.
Mm. Yeah.
And then their friends. Yeah. They're worried. Like I'm not a skinny woman by any means. I've dated guys who have only dated women who have looked like me. And they've told me that they felt like they had to like come out.
Yeah.
Like it was like a thing where they had to be like, it's also very like, it feels more like when you're dating that person, it feels more like you're being like, this is what I like.
Yeah.
Because it's not what society likes.
Yeah.
So it feels like you're like walking around holding your sexuality's hand.
Yeah.
And everybody can see it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But like, so fucking what?
So
dude?
What? Live your truth. Have fun. Both of you have fun.
Also, I always
together.
Think whenever I see like a hot guy dating a beautiful fat girl, I'm like, you're the coolest people in this room.
Yeah.
You know?
And as someone who dates men who are beautiful twinks, it's not the same thing, but like, I do not date. Dan's probably the most masculine looking than
far and away.
Far and away. Thank you. but it's like,
I remember some of your exes.
Yeah, they're all like 120 pounds mm-hmm. and like sometimes shorter than me. They're petite. And I'm like a brick house.
That's one of my first favorite jokes of yours was they try to pick you up and it's like picking up a giant rolled up area. Yeah.
Yes, dude. Yeah. It is like a big girl skinny guy thing, which is like and I wouldn't call myself fat, but I am bigger than sure. most men. And there's this like, whoa, that's a lot of woman for you, little guy. Mm-hmm. But the guys that always date me confidently, I'm like, and also they all have big dicks.
I just think it's so cool when like a guy's girlfriend is obviously his type.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, look at what I got.
Yeah.
I love Beautiful. That. I think that's so sick.
Yeah.
That's style.
That is style.
That's having style.
That's class.
Yeah.
We love that. Should we move on to your next seg, Sam?
Yeah. Respectfully, if you are my friend mm-hmm. and you have children, multiple children, I'm remembering the first one's name, mm-hmm. the oldest, and none of them after that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, love this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel I'm being generous remembering the first one's
because
name.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
I don't have kids.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be a part of your suburban lifestyle.
Yeah.
But you've roped me into it. My question for you is, will that change as they get older?
Maybe, because like if they are people.
What if the little one's cool?
Yeah, for right. sure. They turn into people.
Yeah.
And like you get to know them as people. But for, and again, I'm not trying to, it's great that you have a family. But
whatever,
for the first,
I don't really care. You don't need to pander to
it's
our
like,
family oriented.
It's like bad
audience.
For the environment that you have a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no space left.
Yeah. I'm not holding any
space. You had to make a
that.
Little you.
Yeah.
That was so important. Yeah. You had to be like, it has to look like me. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, and just for the first 12 years of their life, they're not really a person. Not to me.
They're just annoying.
I mean? Yeah. They're just an annoyance. Yeah. They're a hindrance. You go over to your friend's house, like, and I accept it.
Yeah.
But like, you know that you're going to try to connect with your friend while a child screams in the background.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's fine. But like, it sucks.
Yeah.
And you just have to adjust to it. And I don't.
I don't have to remember the name of that puddle.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone.
It's a puddle of eyes and mouth until it can talk, and I don't care
I'll
about it.
I'll hold it until it spits Cheetos in my face.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm a germaphobe, so
I won't
not
even
over,
hold
to be
it.
Honest.
I'm not even going to hold it.
There's someone, a friend of a friend, confided in my friend. He's had two kids and like had them back to back to try to get like knock it all out in one swing so that you don't have like toddlers when you're 50. And this guy was just like, this has been the worst year of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love when people who have kids are like, it's the worst thing I've ever. I love them, but fuck, my life is in shambles, dude. I haven't slept in like 3 years.
I like when they try to hide it a little. Like when they're like, no, it's a miracle, but it's also a full-time job. And they're like, you are fucking miserable, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like a woman who's like, no, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I wanted to be an artist, but it's great.
And they're like, what are you up to today? And you're like, I don't know. Waking up at noon, getting a coffee, maybe doing a few emails and talking dick jokes.
So my thing on this, because I agree with you, is when they're little, I'll remember the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
When they're older, I'll remember the coolest one.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to add the coolest one to the oldest one. If the younger one's cooler, the oldest is out.
Yeah.
I'm only remembering one at
it's
a time.
Survivor.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You have to, as the cool aunt, you have to impress me.
Mm. Yeah.
You have to come correct.
Yeah.
And ask me where to buy weed. And I'll be like, you're my favorite now. Get in the car.
Yeah.
I brought my big panties over here. So you better fucking come with some personality and some sparkle. Because I'm bringing a lot to the table.
And this is your new uncle. He's 21.
Say something. I dare you.
When does this come out? When are they going to? I want
you,
these.
You're chomping at the bit.
You want us to fire this one off quick so you can get these DMs?
Get him in
this
my
DMs. This is the horniest energy I've ever felt off of Sam. This
I feel
great.
Like we do have hot aunts that listen to
of
this.
Of course. Yeah. I love
them. I don't know if they're like much older than you, but some of them.
That's okay. They don't need to be much older.
They don't really need to be anything.
Yeah, yeah. You could be an aunt and be a little younger than me.
Yeah.
And I'll take it.
Yeah.
You don't even have to actually have a niece or nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just smoke.
I'm actually technically an aunt. I don't know if you know that about me.
There you go.
Are you hitting on him?
Yeah. You're
and
married.
I'm pretty sloppy, so.
If I can envision you in some sort of yoga pant pushing a grocery cart.
Yeah.
Please, that's doing it. Please, that's big.
Please get in there.
God,
please
submit. Trader Joe's must be a field day for you.
Not the city.
Do you have to wear jeans?
I tuck it up before I go in.
You just have a little piece of metal that you dig into your hand. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, I love it. You guys have to, you must DM Sam.
Please DM Sam.
If we're going to bring the only good men in New York onto this podcast and torture them for their opinions, they need to get tits out of it, dude.
Yeah. Throw some big sloppy hanging ones at Sam. Yeah.
God, I bet an aunt gives a hell of a hand job, huh?
I mean.
I bet so.
I bet so.
I want this for you. 2025.
We can get this for you.
Let's all. This is an open call. I'm putting up the bat signal.
You should go.
Are you guys laughing at me right now? Yeah.
See, this is him self-conscious. Sam's
Ronnie
being
and Sean
vulnerable.
Are just quietly dying.
I was just in a horny daze.
Yeah. And I looked up to the production area and I was like, oh no.
Ronnie is doubled over. Yeah. Fully.
Our Ronnie, who's our coolest, youngest, 20th friend, is being like, these fucking perverts.
Get out of here, Ronnie. It's not about you.
These old perverts who shop at the Gap. Sam, you know what I think we need to do is get you on like Match.com.
Yes.
Or OkCupid or something. Because I don't think these women are on Tinder.
They're not on Field.
I don't know if they know about it.
Some of them do.
I think they're on like Plenty of Fish.
Burning Man ants know.
But that's
about
not
that.
What we want. We want suburban.
There's a crossover.
We want true. I know you're not picky, but I am.
Yeah.
I have this fantasy in my head for you. I want her to have a minivan.
Yeah. And that's a suburban thing. But some of the Burning Man ones are getting up there. So I'm just saying.
Fill out an eHarmony profile. See what happens.
Please, God, do. Okay.
Please, God, do.
Please, God, do. Life's tough.
You should also write a stand-up bit about this, and they'll come up to you after shows.
You think so?
Yeah. If you build it, they will come. And so will you, folks.
If you build it, they will come.
Hello.
If we build it, Sam will come.
Oh, and we have a show title now. Oh, folks.
We did it.
What a fun time. I'm so happy to have you in the new stew as our premier guest.
Am I the first guest in the new stew?
And you were the first guest in the old one.
Yeah.
Wow. Two studios ago, you were the first guest.
In the cradle.
In the silver spoon. Andrea's going to start crying.
Just everything is a circle. Anything really beautiful about that?
Yeah, it was an honor. Thank you for having me.
You're the best. Where can ants find you and follow you?
All social media is at, and you guys probably don't know about that, so don't worry about this.
tell them where you hang out and what your landline phone number is.
What's your www.
I do have a www. I threw in an extra W.
What's an HTTP on
there? Internet's a young man's game.
Yeah.
Really Sam Evans everywhere. So at Really Sam Evans or reallysamevans.com. Really Sam Evans at Gmail. You want to email me?
Email Sam your boobs.
Yeah, email me your boobs.
And see him on eHarmony soon.
Yeah.
Lizzie, what about you?
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. You can find all my stuff in the link in my bio. And I run a show every Wednesday in Brooklyn at 9 at the Gutter called Comedians You Should Know. And listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. Andrea
Comedy 69. And hey, listen, if you're on Fansly, which is famously a porn site, check out Dogpig 69 because there's a lot of ant content on there. I'm telling you this much. I have new fake tits. I should do a quick little flash sale. Yeah. Get the numbers up.
Flash sale.
Yay, folks.
She's flashing her boobs.
Flash.
Yeah. That was a joke. And thank you.
Technically, that was a joke.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a wordplay. It was.
Don't silently laugh. Laugh into the mic.
It was wordplay. And subscribe to our YouTube and call us Fat Sluts on there if you like it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later.